Pope Benedict XVI made several new episcopal appointments today. Bishop Charles Philip Richard Moth has been nominated Archbishop of the Military Ordinate of Great Britain, and Bishop Ignatius Suhario Harjomajodo has been nominated Coadjutor Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Jakarta in Indonesia. Pope Benedict also appointed four new bishops for Vietnam. Monsignor Joseph Vu Du Thong has been nominated Bishop of the Diocese of Phan Thiet. Monsignor Pierre Nguyen Van Day has been nominated Bishop of the Diocese of Thai Ben. Reverend Joseph Nguyen Nhang has been nominated Bishop of the Diocese of Phat Diem. And Thomas Vu Den Hu has been nominated Auxiliary Bishop of Xuan Loc. Meanwhile, Cardinal Pha Minh Man, Archbishop of Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, says that being a good Catholic means being a good citizen. His comments were carried in a statement published on the Vietnamese Bishops' Conference website detailing their recent ad limina visit to Rome. The Holy See and the communist government in Vietnam do not have formal diplomatic relations. However, there have been meetings between delegations, including a visit by Vietnam's Prime Minister to the Vatican to be received by Pope Benedict on January 25, 2007. There are over 5.5 million Catholics in Vietnam, and as Aid to the Church in Need spokesman John Newton points out, one of the principal challenges facing the young church there is finding places to worship.
Vietnam really is a priority country for us. There's approximately 6 million faithful there, which is why ACN gave over £900,000 in aid for pastoral projects of the Catholic Church in Vietnam last year alone. A number of bishops from Vietnam visited our international headquarters in Königstein. They'd just been to Rome for an ad limina meeting with Benedict XVI, and they told us about life in Vietnam. A lot of it was quite positive. They were talking about the active involvement of the laity. They were talking about the growth of the church, but they were also saying that they needed churches, that not every parish had a church of its own, so there was no place for the people to gather, particularly in the more rural areas in the south. That there's a need for buildings. As one of the bishops said, without churches, not only could there be no proper pastoral and spiritual work, but in fact the entire social life and involvement of the parishes revolves around the local church building. So, of course, in those more rural areas, they're really saying that the churches are absolutely vital to continue the mission of the church in those areas.